Talking about history, well, we've just been joined by a local resident who was actually at the opening of the dog track. Norman Roach joins us. Norman, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us, what was that like? What was the opening of the dog track like?
Amy Johnson opened it in 1932. She was holding world records for flying at the time, but she got lost in the Thames Estuary during the war. She was a delivery pilot, you know.
How much of it do you remember?
I can remember it quite clearly.
What did they do? What kind of things were going on? Did they run the races there and then? What was the atmosphere like?
The atmosphere was terrific. It came back in the last 3 months when it was closing. The crowds came back and it was to capacity.
And were you there regularly? Did you go regularly to the track?
Well, I worked there. I used to see every race.
You saw every race?
Yes.
And any tips? Were there any tips we could have had from you if we'd met you, Norman, earlier and, you know, before the closure? Sort of talk to you and say, what's the best bets? Where should we put our bets on?
Oh, people often used to ask me that. Because you were the road, I didn't know anything about dogs, but my father was a big gambler, so I was brought up as a child. He bought a house opposite, so he'd be near the track. So I went to all the tracks in London, including White City and Clapton and Hackney. And
are you still a fan today?
So after I retired, I always went back to do the Christmas lights, so I was still back on the staff.
Wow. Well, there you go,
That's
a piece
incredible.
Of history.
We didn't expect, thank we you didn't so ex- much for coming over.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Do you